Good morning. This is Galesburg Live here on WGIL Town Meredith. Glad to be along with you on this Saturday morning. At our first hour this morning, we're going to be talking some golf. We are joined this morning by the men's head golf coach at Knox College in his fourth year, Casey Harding. Casey, good morning. How are you today? The head coach of the women's side, Mr. J.C. Wise. I kind of know him a little bit. J.C., good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm fine. Thank you.
And a couple of players from the men's team this morning. Tyne DeYoung. Did I get it right, Tyne?
Yeah, you did.
Good morning. Thanks for being in. And Jason White. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. You know, the crazy thing about this, I didn't realize that college is still the same now as it was the short time I was there. That, and J.C. can attest to this, that on a Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, I was up around and doing stuff like these two guys, right?
It's pretty impressive to see him up this early.
Although during the week I went up till 10 or 11, but just saying, even though I had class at 8, just saying. J.C. and I roomed together, by the way, my short time at one of your conference rivals.
Yeah, long time ago at Illinois College.
Yep, long, long time ago. All right, well, let's talk a little golf. First, I want to find out about your backgrounds a little bit. Casey, a lot of people know you've been at Knox for a while, but prior to that, you coached at Carl Sandburg College. Talk a little bit about your background. Where are you from originally?
I grew up small town down by Quincy, Illinois, Hamilton, Illinois.
The Cardinals.
Yes, right? Cardinals, now the Titans. Got my start there by a gentleman, Bill Rogers, known by quite a few across the state, mostly for basketball coach, but was my high school golf coach. Got me started in the ways, went on and played a few years at Lincoln College, and then went to Eastern Illinois. Then kind of got out of golf for a little bit, worked in the hospitality industry before realizing that's not where I was meant to be. Got back to be a golf professional. And then that's what led me to Galesburg.
Mm-hmm. And Carl Sandburg College initially, and now at Knox College, second year, full-time head coach, fourth year coaching the Prairie Fire. J.C. Wise, a local guy, a lot of people know about you, but grew up in Oneida, a Rova High School graduate. You coached a lot of things, and golf wasn't one of the initial ones, though.
No, when I got started, I was predominantly a basketball and a football coach, I didn't come from a golfing background. I found golf when I started working out at Swangataha on the grounds. And I was horrible when I got started. There was a couple guys that took me out on the golf course, and I remember the first time I played, I walked in after the fourth hole because I was horrible. And they kept dragging me out there, and I developed a real passion for the game. And had an opportunity to leave Cambridge, where I was at for 10 years, and went up to Woodstock and was offered a position as a basketball coach and the head golf coach, which I really wanted to do, and just took off from there. And I ended up spending 22 years up in Woodstock, and then have retired and moved back here. And Casey called me up, and I'm sure he called 10 or 12 people first, but they all turned him down, I'm sure, and then asked me if I wanted to volunteer with the golf team, I jumped at the chance, and we're getting ready to start. It's been about a year that I've been with the program and have really enjoyed it. We've got great kids, and we've got a great facility, and it's really enjoyable. Looking forward to this spring season.
Talk, Casey, a little bit about coaching golf. It's a lot different than other sports in some ways. I mean, I guess you do coach individual skills in other sports, but with golf, is there a team aspect to the coaching side of it?
That's actually one of the biggest parts of coaching golf, mm-hmm. is developing that team aspect. We tend to create a very close, we don't call ourselves a team, we call ourselves a family. So we kind of make that transition to the kids immediately, just for the simple fact it's not a team game. It's a group of individual efforts that create a team score. But when you have that bond with your teammates, it makes the players stick it out and grind it out for their fellow players, and that's due to the bond that they have.
Jason White, one of the players for Knox, a native of Mokena, Illinois, up south suburban area. Jason, talk a little bit about your background. You grew up. When did you start actually playing golf?
So this is probably only my fifth year.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
Okay. My fourth or fifth year playing golf. I lived in Mokena my entire life and played football and baseball until high school. Then I decided I wanted to try out for golf and just dropped every other sport I played to be able to play golf and put all my effort into it. And now it's what I love to do.
Better than having a 300-pound guy chasing you and trying to hurt you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, until they did full contact golf, but so much better. Tyne DeJong from the Netherlands, a member of the Knox Prairie Fire golf team. Tyne, talk a little bit about your background. Did you grow up playing the game?
Yeah, so I grew up in Veghel, the Netherlands. And when I was 6 years old, my dad took me out to the golf course, and I hit a couple of balls. Yeah, I didn't immediately fell in love with the game, but after a year or two, the head golf coach at my golf course asked me if I wanted to join a special golf program. And from that point, I kind of started playing competitive golf, started playing matches. And that's, for me, that was the moment when I fell in love with the game. I also played soccer, but when I was 12, I think, I decided to stick to golf and quit soccer. And I think that moment was crucial for me because from that moment on, I got better and better and better. And in the end, yeah, that's why I ended up at Knox College, just to play golf and to study as well.
Absolutely. Well, talk a little bit. I mean, you know, all courses are different, different terrain all across the country here. What you grew up playing on, similar courses, or were you more on links type courses or?
Well, in the Netherlands, we got a couple of links courses, but mainly like inland courses. The fairways are way smaller than they are in the state here in the States, so it was nice to come here and kind of hit your driver 30 yards offline and still be in the fairway, got a good shot to the green. But it's kind of similar. You have to hit fairways back home as well as we do here in the States. So, you know, it's been fun.
I wish somebody would have told me that. You have to hit the fairway. I didn't realize that. That long grass and woods, I just...
That was poor coaching on my part, Tom. I should have told you that.
By the way, I've done something I think nobody... I think you were there at the time. I hit the ball like straight this way and it landed behind one of the bags on the cart.
It was a shot I've never seen before.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't duplicate it. I could without trying. But anyway, what year are you, Tom?
I'm school. A freshman.
Freshman, okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Jason?
Also a freshman.
Also a freshman, all right. Talk about, and I know you guys have played a lot of courses, and throughout the Midwest Conference and the tournaments and everything you play, do you see any courses similar to what you play here?
To be quite honest with you, no, we don't. We're very fortunate in the aspect that our home course is a private country club and the respect of Swangataha Country Club. So I feel that we're always playing a well-manicured, well-groomed, pretty prestigious club. Most of our conference foes, for the most part, play nice facilities, but most of them are your public or park district-type courses.
You were talking with KC a little bit earlier about coaching golf and the different aspects of it. JC, as a former basketball coach, a football coach, an athlete, how about you making that transition to coaching golf? How different was it for you?
It's a lot different. Obviously, with football and basketball, there's a real intensity to it. And, boy, coaching football and basketball, I love the games. You know, just the intensity of it and the passion that each kid brings to it was a lot of fun. In competitive golf, there's a lot of intensity to it, but obviously it's a lot different. With the kids, you know, I don't work a lot with swing unless they ask me. A lot of kids, even when I was up in Woodstock, might work with a professional on their own. But I try to work with kids just on the mental aspect of the game. Stay in there, keep fighting, try to keep your mistakes minimal. Don't compound a mistake by making another one. Let's just get out of trouble and move on. And just try to keep the positive vibe going, because if you lose it mentally in the game, it's really hard to get it back. Yeah. So it's just trying to push, all right, we got to keep going. We don't know what everybody else is doing. Your score may count, so you got to keep getting after it. And some kids respond to it quite a bit, and you help. Other kids don't want any help. They just want to get out there, kind of pull up the shirt sleeves and get after it on their own, and you let them do that. And then you kind of debrief after the game, after the match, and talk them through.
Yeah, I never did understand. You talked about part of the mental aspect and talking about, you know, we're going to need your score. You obviously, you want to go out every time you want to shoot your lowest round, right? I never did understand, you know, in Tiger's early years when he was just so dominant and announcers would talk about, oh, well, it affects the way other guys play. I'm like, how? Aren't they going out and trying to shoot the lowest score they can anyway? Are they really going to play it differently? I mean.
Yeah, well, our tournaments that we play are two rounds or three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to shoot your lowest score, but you just can't blow it in this hole.
You want to be less aggressive.
That's exactly right. I'm in the woods. Let's just get it out here where I have a free shot. Instead of trying to weave it through the woods 50 yards, now you're still going to be in the woods for a while. Let's just get out and keep the damage minimalized so then we can get after it and live to play another hole.
Talking some golf this morning, Knox College men's head golf coach Casey Harding, the women's coach J.C. Weiss, a couple of the players for the Prairie Fire, Tyne DeYoung and Jason White joining us here this morning. Knox, what a great tradition, Casey. I mean, and you probably knew about it before you even came and took the job.
Yeah, correct. I'll be quite honest with you. That's one of the biggest incentives that took me to a job. Started at Carl Sandburg. It was a program that needed a facelift. Went to the national tournament 3 out of my first 4 years, won a conference championship. Really excited about it. And then this opportunity fell on my lap. And it was kind of one of those, do I dare try this again? Do I try? And then you look at the history of the program of what Harley Nosher left as footprint. And you know that you're always going to be kind of whispered behind his name with any success that you have. However, I took it upon a challenge as myself, and like I say, here we are.
Talk about practice itself, because I remember when JC told me he's going to be a golf coach. I'm like, what, you just like ride around the car, you go get to play around and kind of look in on the kids as they're playing? But talk about an actual practice. I'm guessing there's, it's like, okay, guys, you're out there hitting so many drives and so many irons and woods and stuff. What?
The toughest thing about golf practice, obviously, is nothing can duplicate, just like any sport, the actual game. So the biggest thing is you try to get the kids to practice with a purpose, and you give them certain skill sets that we particularly work on. To be honest, is there a lot of riding around watching? Absolutely. But that's kind of where the players earn their keep, and we kind of see who's working harder. For us, it's more, they'll know it now. But to us, it's more of an evaluation process of who's giving it their all. Because at this level, you kind of know who has the talent and who should be there. But it's who wants it the most. But like I said, I mean, we still do have work and skill sets. We work on the range. We work on short game. And then we typically, we don't play that much golf. Most of it's, like I say, when you're fighting daylight. A lot of it's on the range in the short game area.
So, and you said, JC, you don't tweak a swing too much. So what, I mean, from your standpoint, what on the coaching side, very similar to what Casey does? Or?
Yeah, very similar. It's funny. My dad coached high school football for a lot of years at Rova. In fact, he's in the Illinois Football Coaches Hall of Fame, very proud to say. And when I was at Woodstock, I used to bring a team, our high school team, down and play in the Monmouth Invitational. And so Dad had a chance to come out to his first high school golf match. And back then, we couldn't talk to the players while they were playing, only when they came off the ninth green and headed to the 10th tee. You couldn't talk to the kids while they were playing. So I'm just kind of standing around and chatting with Dad and other coaches, and Dad kind of pulls me aside and says, "What the heck are you doing?" And I knew exactly where he was going. I said, "Dad, I'm coaching golf." I said, "They're paying for you for this, right?" I said, "Yeah. Man, I made a huge mistake. I coached all those years in football, and here you are. You haven't yelled at anybody. Yeah. There hasn't been an official. Yeah. This is a pretty good gig."
Yeah, I didn't realize that was the case. It's completely different than any other sport.
Yeah, you couldn't talk to them. Recently, it's changed. Now you can talk to them until they get on the green. You can't read putts or anything like that. Now, in the college game, we're all over the place. We're up on the green if a kid asks for a little help reading a putt and things of that nature. I don't work with kids on their swing much unless, of course, they ask. But I'll talk about course management. Let's keep in mind bunkers over there on the left. I know it's a little dog leg. You'd like to cut it, but you know, let's that bunker's there for a reason. They put it in a pretty good spot. Let's make sure that we stay out of that thing so we have a better shot coming into the green.
So, like during the meets or the matches themselves, are you hands-on, hands-off, kind of the same thing, Casey?
I mean, that's one thing that we pride ourselves in, because at the Division III level, there are some coaches that get there, drop the kids off, set in the golf shop, load up at the end. That definitely would not be in our classification. Me and JC put some miles on the course when we're out there. Like you said, that's what we get paid for. But then again, we love it. So, I mean, if we didn't get paid for it, we would still find ourselves. But we're very, very hands-on. And just like I say, we just want to be there for the goods, for the bads. But we want, more importantly, the kids know that we're invested.
Talking golf this morning here on Galesburg Live. It is 7:29. We'll take a break here and come back with more. You're listening to Galesburg Live here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
For most of us, all you have to do is pick up your phone, drop a text, send a snap, and you've connected with a friend or family member within a matter of seconds.
Okay, good morning. It is 7:38. This is Galesburg Live. Glad to have you with us here on this Saturday morning. I'll figure out our new system here at some point. We are talking some golf here this morning as we're joined by the men's head golf coach at Knox College, KC Harding. Also, his assistant and women's head coach, JC Wise. A couple of the players for the Prairie Fire. Tyne DeYoung from the Netherlands originally. Jason White from Mokena, Illinois originally. And, KC in his fourth year as the head coach of the Prairie Fire. He had coached at Carl Sandburg College previously. We talked a little bit about the tradition of Knox men's golf. 29 conference titles, Midwest Conference titles you've won. The next closest team, only 12. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a testament to a lot of work and a lot of pride that was put. Like I say, to think that we don't have our eyes on making that a even number would be a lie. No, 29 conference titles, that's more conference titles than the rest of our 19 varsity sports at Knox combined.
Wow.
So to say that's the flagship sport of Knox in the past, and we're looking to make it the same moving forward.
Well, and even individually, because great teams win, but individually 22 individual conference champions. That's pretty amazing. And then the players from, Illinois, obviously, around the country, but around the world as well.
Yeah, this was this past year was a pivotal year for us, I would say. When I took over the Prairie Fire Golf Program, I had one player, and now this year we have 15 on our roster. Was very fortunate to get 9 young men to commit this year. Like I said, I mean, we have a player, we have a couple from England, Spain, Bolivia, the Netherlands, Colorado, can't say his name, just got a commit the other day from a young man from Washington. And once again, it's young men and women right now that are coming, that are wanting to change the face of, it's no secret, the last 10 years roughly of this, of our program, it's not what we were expected, and that's what we're trying to bring in as young men and women that want to change the culture back to that.
You know, it's really interesting. It is hard recruiting at the Division III level. I think people don't understand, because I don't care whether we've talked with Damon Tomeo, Kevin Walden, Mike Bailey at Sandburg. It's you're recruiting kids that you try to get them to play a sport for the love of the game. I don't care what sport it is. And, yeah, there are certain schools where, yeah, you might get a lot of people at your basketball games or your football games, but they're not even all like that. Golf, there's not a lot of people watching anyway. But at Division III, it's all about the love of the game, because you have to make your own schedule of classes, make time for practice, make time for studies. And in an institute like Knox, even tougher, so you have to have a pretty rough academic schedule, and then especially when you get into golf season, it's not easy.
No, it's not. And that's why it takes a special young man or woman to do it. Obviously, it is for the love of the game. Because let's be honest, they're spending 30, 40 hours a week practicing golf, And what's the only thing that it's really hurting? It's dipping in the time to study. And we're not able to give them anything for that deterrent. But that's kind of why Coach Wise and I, we give our players everything that they could possibly need. I mean, we have team shoes, team belts. Hey, we want them to know that, that all their hard work is, it's appreciated. And we don't not pay attention to the fact of why they're coming and playing for us when they could have went anywhere in the world and played and not got a penny for it. But like I say, we're very fortunate because we do have some amazing young men and women.
Jason White, member of the Knox College golf team. Jason, were you on the team in high school?
I played 4 years of high school.
Okay, so talk about that, and well, you'd also played other sports. Any different as far as, you know, between practice time and matches or meets and you know, trying to get your studies in and all that?
Yeah, it's tough, definitely, but it's worth it. So I'm up every night past 12 o'clock doing homework, but in my schedule I make time, so I stay up past 12 o'clock so I can get in the golf room for 45 to an hour and practice and then go to the gym and be able to study. And it's just hard to balance all the time, but it's worth it in the end because you also have 14 other guys willing to help you out.
Any expectation or fears when you actually get into the season? You guys will be traveling a lot and that type of thing?
No fears.
But, good. That's good.
Only positive looking out.
Absolutely. Tyne DeYoung, also a player for the Knox Prairie Fire. Tyne, did you grow up similar at all? Did you like a high school equivalent of that team or anything like that?
No. For the Netherlands, it's just studying. Mm-hmm. So I went to high school and got my degree there. And I also play golf, but it's not like you're in a team for your high school. It's just playing individually. And I was pretty fortunate again that I was invited to the program. So I got a couple of guys and I got kind of a team. So we did play tournaments with that team. So that was good. But no, school and golf, it's not a combination.
So it's a little bit different for you so far. Any thoughts on the upcoming season and handling? And you guys will be doing a lot of traveling, probably more than you did in the Netherlands to play. And then you know, able to do your academics on top of it.
Yeah. It's exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, the fall season was okay. We got a couple of good tournaments. But I'm especially excited to get their conference title and then go to nationals. I mean, what Jason said, it's a lot of homework. But I feel like I can pull it off to go to the gym, practice golf, get a little bit of sleep in, do your homework, go to classes. It's going to be hard, but we can do it.
There's one part of that I always forgot. I think it was the going to class part.
Yeah, that wasn't your strength, Tom. It wasn't your strength.
Strength at all.
Is that why you guys were only roommates for a couple of years?
I wish it was that long. How about a semester?
It was a semester.
It was an entire semester.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had fun.
Absolutely. Well, and JC, for you, I know as Casey mentioned, he's just got a player to commit, and you did as well on the women's side. Now you got NCAA rules prohibit you from talking about whereabouts from.
From the Chicagoland area. Okay. And I tell you what, it is hard recruiting. There's a lot of coaches looking for players, and you got to sell your program. We're fortunate, we feel, if we can get them on campus and they can see our new indoor golf facility, we've got a real shot at that person. It's really hard to find women golfers. There's just all kinds of opportunities for women to play golf in college. For those people listening, if you've got a daughter that has some athleticism and wants to compete in the college game of some sort, boy, if you can turn them towards a game of golf, they have a real shot at being able to compete at the collegiate level.
And I remember you telling me that years ago, said, hey, get your daughter into golf, because you said there's a lot of scholarship money that goes unused.
There is. There's a lot of unused scholarship money for women. There just aren't enough of them out there, and it's a great game for everybody. And they have an opportunity to compete at the college level if they can play.
Casey, talk about it. The other thing with recruiting, like basketball, sometimes is a little bit easier. Like during the summer, like Kevin Walden, he can go to AAU tournaments and look at kids, look at teams. And it's like, okay, I'm not, you know, that guy's a Division I guy. I'm not going to get him, but oh, this kid really helps that team. It could help us. Football, yeah, I guess you're going to games, and it's only on Friday nights. Golf, I mean, are you looking just like at the big invitationals to get to on a Saturday, or how does that work? And especially, I guess, around the country as well.
The tough thing for me is most of the Midwest Conference schools, not all, but a majority of them, they find their enrollment from roughly 300 miles in a radius around that institution. As anyone is familiar with Knox knows, that's not the case. I mean, we have students from all across the globe. So for me, I'm not as fortunate to be able to be as hands-on. Because just like the other sports, we compete at the same time. We fight that same battle. But a lot of my recruits aren't somewhere close. So due to the whole world's change, obviously, with technology. So I'm very, very fortunate. Most of these young men and women that want to secure a spot on a collegiate roster, they create a profile or they have kind of an independent agency that they work through that promote themselves in the golf world. And that's how we do an abundance of my recruiting, is searching out through feelers. There are a couple companies that I work with for internationals, How I Got Tine. And then there's others that I'm like me. I was a teaching professional, and they kind of they what's the good word? They put a good word in, so to speak. That's how I got Jason. Was a teaching professional, telling me what he's invested. Because I mean, I've seen the videos of every recruitment. I've never seen a recruit that hasn't made 15 straight 10 footers on a video. It's almost like they could edit that. But it's not so much the quality of the player that we tend to look for. Obviously, we want the best, but we want good people.
Absolutely. We're talking some golf here this morning. Knox College Golf. We're going to come back. We've been you've heard it mentioned a couple of times about the Performance Center, Indoor Performance Center. We're going to talk about that and the upcoming season coming up next. It is 7:49. This is Galesburg Live. Glad to have you along with us this morning talking some golf. Knox College Golf in particular with their men's head coach, Casey Harding. J.C. Wise, assistant coach and women's head coach. A couple of the players on the Prairie Fire men's team, Tyne DeYoung and Jason White. And we mentioned a couple of times one of the recruiting tools. It's not just a recruiting tool, but something that's just outstanding for your program that not a lot of places have is your new indoor golf Performance Center. Talk, Casey, about that, how that whole project came about in the first place.
So when they were deliberating, I was a part-time coach, full-time assistant, golf professional at Sewanga-Taha. They kind of came to me and they said, what's it going to take to get Knox back? And I said, well, first off, you have to show that you're dedicated to the program. Whether it's me or somebody else, you have to have a full-time coach. I said, because you're not just starting with nothing. It's someone that's going to have to refound, retune, repurpose this entire program. And then you're going to have to do something outside of that to kind of separate yourself. And I said, you either have to have an indoor facility of some sort. And when we first started talking, I never once dreamt it would get to this far. And then I sat down with some alumni and they said, you know, what can we do? And they say, are we talking 50,000, 100, 150? And I said, well, you're probably talking close to your 150. Well, within about 15 minutes, that $150,000 was raised in that room.
Wow.
Now that money didn't come into our account as quick as that, but I'll be quite honest. It was a non-public campaign. And it was sealed within about 6 months. Now, the problem, that we had the money, but the project got put on hold when Chad Isley was fortunate enough to find a new job, and we had to wait for somebody that was in place, and that was Lexi Vernon and Scott Sunderland, our interims, and I'll be quite honest, they did a wonderful job. As soon as they took over, everything was paid, and we unveiled it on homecoming this past fall.
I suppose it's like with, I guess, baseball and track and field, that the southern schools have an advantage, that I'm guessing some of them do have facilities like this, but better programs, especially in the northern part of the country, Are you seeing this even with the Division III colleges? Better programs have facilities like this?
Correct. Yes, I can say that. You look at Western Illinois Division I program, they have nothing. Illinois State University, they're in the mix of doing one, and it's going to be quite exuberant. I mean, it's going to be an indoor-outdoor. But we're far beyond our time as far as a Division III program. Not too many schools are willing to invest 150K into a golf performance center that's, but once again, that came from those young men and women that won those conference titles that want their program back to what it was, and that's why it got accomplished.
Pretty cool. And Tyne, have you ever worked in a facility like what you've got at Knox prior to this?
No, I have not. I've been on a simulator a couple of times to get fit in a golf shop, but I haven't been able to practice or something like that on a simulator like this. And I mean, it's great for us to have it, especially like a couple of weeks ago when it was snow outside. There's no way we can go out and play. And if we had to hit into a net where you can't really see your ball flight, it's kind of hard to see whether your swing's coming along, whether you hit the ball nicely, whether you hit it in the sweet spot. So right now with the simulator, we got a better view of where our game's at, and especially with the bad weather outside, it's great to practice on the simulator instead of doing nothing and just doing homework, which is fun, but I mean, a bit of golf and homework combined is better than...
I think
than
you just, must thank mom and dad are listening.
Jason, had you worked in a facility like this before?
I had one similar to it, but nothing where... It used different machines where if you put the ball in the wrong place, it would read it wrong. So you take the swing, same swing, but you move the ball an inch back or an inch forward, and you get a different outcome. But with the machine we have, I mean, it's true, and that's the best part about it.
So you know flight, trajectory, everything, the distance?
Distance, ball path.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Ball speed.
I'm guessing the coaches like to work on it as well.
Yeah, I've been. It's pretty intimidating. There's a lot of technology in the simulator, and what's nice is we can videotape kids' swings. And if he's working with a coach back home, we can videotape their swing. We can send that email to their coach, takes a look at it, texts the kid back, and tweak them real quick. It's a neat, there's a short game area. They have really nice lockers. It's really neat to walk in the room because you'll have three or four kids in the simulator working. You'll have kids in a short game. And then you got kids over in a corner working on homework together. It's not unusual to walk in and see 12 kids in the room, in the performance center, working on different things. And it's great for team bonding. These kids are spending a lot of time together, and you can tell they're good friends.
Just a couple minutes left here. Let's talk about the upcoming season. I know there's your invitational you host every year. You got a little change in that, and it's kind of dedicated to an alum as well.
Yeah, we always, I'll be honest, in the March, we get back from spring break. We are always the team that hosts the first event of the year. It's always been just the Prairie Fire Invitational. Unfortunately, Knox lost a local golf legend not too long ago in Jim Weatherby, and we couldn't think of a better person, better alum that would deserve it more. So this year will be our inaugural Jim Weatherby Memorial Golf Invitational, just kind of to make sure that the family knows that we knew what Jim did for the golf program and what he meant to it, and to kind of keep his legacy and what he meant for the future generations to see.
When's practice officially get underway?
February 5th.
And first match, you heading south somewhere?
Yeah, we'll head down to Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be there 13th through the 20th, playing an invitational down there. Three courses every day.
Wow.
Kids and coaches are looking forward to
it. I bet. Casey Harding, men's head golf coach, Knox College, just revitalizing, changing that program, and getting it back on track. J.C. Wise, assistant coach, head women's coach. Guys, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thanks for having
Jason
us.
White and Tyne DeYoung, both players on the Prairie Fire. Good luck this season, gentlemen, and thanks for coming in with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Knox Golf, they got things on the right track there. It is 8 o'clock. News comes your way next.